of that, and that's a good one.
Since 1984.
Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
Almost any lake you go on has these types of fish attractors, but most folks don't seem to realize how good they really are. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. In just a moment, I'll continue talking about boat docks and piers and what lures to use to catch more bass from these places this spring. But first, this message.
When it comes to fishing tackle, maybe you've seen it all. But with Smart Baits, you ain't seen nothing yet. They're called Smart Baits because they're smart enough to change colors at the right depth to fool old mossy jaws. An incredible new thermal color changing technology. I've seen them in action, and folks, these baits work.
Are your baits smart enough to change colors?
Ours are. They're called Smart Baits, and when they arrive in early March, the fishing world will never be the same.
Catch a sneak peek online at smartbaits.net.
Smart Baits. Color changes everything.
If you go on any lake in America, you're likely to find boat docks and piers. Now, from a fishing standpoint, these can be some of the most productive and often overlooked areas on any impoundment. But what lures should you use to catch bass off of boat docks and piers with? Well, that's a good question. For many years, I thought that the only baits I could use to catch bass off of a boat dock or pier were plastic worms or jigs and pigs. It wasn't until a few years ago that I discovered how effective a crankbait or a spinnerbait could be on these man-made structures. I dare say that most anglers that fish docks and piers simply throw their lure at or across the ends of them. If a fish doesn't bite their lure on the first or second cast, then they move on. But hold on there, Mr. Fishless. When moving into position to fish a dock or pier, you should always begin your assault by throwing a plastic worm or jig and pig at the ends of the structure. But when your first cast or two doesn't produce, don't move on, simply change lures. By fishing different types of lures, topwater, shallow running crankbaits, deep diving crankbaits, and bottom bouncing lures like the plastic worm and jigs, from the end of the dock or pier and moving up the walkway toward the shoreline, you're more likely than not going to find out how the bass are positioned on a dock and secondly, at what depth the fish are stationed. Once these two things are determined, it's a simple matter of fishing other docks and piers in the same fashion to catch the most and largest numbers of fish that are feeding that day. If you'll take a little time, fish a variety of lures, and think about what you're doing and where the fish are located on a dock or a pier, then you'll be on your way to making boat docks and piers some of your favorite places to fish, like I have. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this. The next time you try fishing a boat dock or pier, remember the things that I've told you over the past couple of days. It will increase your catch, I promise. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by FishMate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
By UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
And by SmartBaits.
Color changes everything.